Aretha Louise Franklin was born on March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee. Her family called her Ree for short. She had three older siblings, a sister named Irma, a brother Cecil, and a half-brother Vaughn. Aretha's little sister Carolyn was born in 1944. Clarence LaVaughn, or C.L. Franklin, was Aretha's father. Reverend Franklin was a popular preacher known for his passionate sermons, the part of a church service that is most like a speech. Reverend Franklin was known as the man with the million-dollar voice. His powerful sermons incorporated speaking, shouting, and most important, singing. The Franklin children looked up to their daddy. He would always be a big influence in their lives. Born in 1915 in Mississippi, C.L. had the voice of a grown man by the time he was 10. C.L.'s mother, Rachel, who was called Big Mama, thought the world of him. C.L. read a lot when he was a young boy, and by the time he was 18, he was visiting other churches around the country, preaching as far away as Cleveland, Ohio. At 21, he married Barbara Siggers, Aretha's mother. Barbara was a gifted pianist and gospel singer. Like C.L., she had grown up in Mississippi. C.L. Franklin was among the first Black preachers to use radio to reach his listeners. He hosted a radio show in Memphis called The Shadow of the Cross. The program gave messages of unity and inspiration to Black people in the South. When the Franklins moved to Buffalo, New York in 1944, C.L. hosted another show called Voice of Friendship. It featured gospel music and C.L.'s sermons. Reverend Franklin quickly became a well-known and trusted voice in Black America. In 1946, C.L. became minister at Detroit's New Bethel Baptist Church. Aretha was 4 years old when her family moved to Michigan. Like C.L. and Barbara, many New Bethel churchgoers also came from poor Black families in the South who had moved north looking for a better life. They admired Reverend Franklin for having found success in Detroit, far from the farms of his childhood. People came to Detroit looking for jobs, but they also came for the music. New Bethel Baptist Church was on Hastings Street, the center of Detroit's Black culture. All along the boulevard, churches stood alongside music clubs. Joe's Record Shop sold the latest jazz and blues albums, as well as recordings of C.L.'s sermons. The Great Migration. Between the years 1916 and 1970, more than 6 million African Americans moved from the American South to the industrial cities of the North, Midwest, and West. When the United States entered World War I in 1917, there were factory jobs available in many northern cities, while the South remained mostly rural farmland. And as agricultural technology improved, machines took over many of the southern farm jobs previously done by people. Life in the South was difficult. Segregation, the physical separation of Black people and white people, was still legal there. So Black Southerners left on buses, trains, boats, even horse-drawn carts. They established centers of Black culture in famous neighborhoods like Harlem in New York City and Hastings Street in Detroit. In 1900, 90% of African Americans lived in the South. By 1970, less than half lived there. People who sang in the jazz and blues clubs on Friday and Saturday nights might also sing religious gospel music in church on Sunday mornings. The different types of music influenced one another, and not every preacher thought that was a good idea. But C.L. believed that all good music came from God. He went to the clubs on Hastings Street and made friends with the musicians. On Sundays, they'd come to hear him preach at New Bethel. He became known as the Jazz Preacher.